Chamisha kinyanim kana lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olamo. There were five kinyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kone in this world. V'eluhim, and these are them. Torah, kinyan echad. Shamayim v'aretz, kinyan echad. Avraham Avinu, kinyan echad. Yisrael, kinyan echad. Beis HaMikdash, kinyan echad. So what does it mean that these five things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kone? What does that mean that it was kone then? So one possibility is that kinyan here means that he created them. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Kone Shamayim Varetz. What does that mean? He bought it? He went into a store and he bought Shamayim Varetz? We call him Kone Shamayim Varetz. The Pasuk calls him Kone Shamayim Varetz. So it must be that Kone means to, that he created. In fact, Rashi on the Pasuk, Kone Shamayim Varetz and Bereishis. So Rashi says that Oseh, that he made the world. We say, for instance, Hu Avicha Konecha. Hu Asecha V'Yecharnecha. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made. He's our Father who made us. So it's very likely that Kinyan here means that he created. There were five main things that Hashem created. Torah, Shemayim V'aretz, Avram, Yisrael, the Beit HaMikdash. The Ramban in his commentary in Bereishis, so he does bring up another possibility. He says that it could be that it means that it's his, meaning we know he created it, but that's not what Kinyan means. Kinyan doesn't mean that he made it. It means that he expresses a certain amount of ownership over it. Now, obviously, he owns it if he made it, but the idea here is that it's something that he maintains a very strong relationship with, something that's very precious to him. And the truth is, that's what the Pharisee Yisrael says it means here. The Pharisee Yisrael says that it's something that's so chaviv to Hashem, it's as if he bought it. It's something that you really, you know, you hear like a really amazing song, you like it, so you download it. Or if you, I don't know, you see something you really like, so you buy it. So too, it's a human way of expressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loves all of these things. So we're going to have to address each one and understand why are these the things that are so chaviv to him. So the first one is Torah, and that's obvious why, right? Torah, kinyan echad. In fact, the Tfaris Yisrael says, no, Torah is not just one of the kinyanim, it's the ultimate kinyan, meaning everything else that's going to be listed here, their value is because of their relationship to Torah. But the first one is Torah. So let's see, the mission is going to go through. Torah, kinyan echad, minayin. How do we know Hashem with kone Torah? How do we know that's the right expression to use? Dichsiv Hashem kanani, Reishis Darko Kedem Mifalov Meos. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, and as we've already noted a bunch of times, a lot of the pasukim in Mishlei are Torah speaking about itself, or Hashem speaking about Torah. But here we have a pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech speaking about Torah. Here Hashem, it's as if the Torah is speaking about himself, itself, and the Torah says Hashem was Kanani Reishis Darko. Hashem was Kone me first. So what does that mean now? The Torah was Kone me first. This is the pasuk that is used for the famous idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah before the world. We say that even in the pasuk of Bereishis, Rashi. Bereishis, Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Reishis. Why is Torah Nikra Reishis? Because it was this pasuk, Reishis Darko, Hashem Kone me Reishis Darko. Torah preceded the world. This is part of this whole idea, Stakol Bi'Oraisa Bi'Alma Bar Alma. Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world, which obviously must mean then that the Torah was already in existence before the world, because Hashem was a stakel in the Torah in order to create the world. The Maral explains that what does it mean Torah predates the world? It's not a chronological statement. You know, before the world, there was no time. What it means, and in general, by Hashem, there's no time. What it means is that the purpose of the world is for the Torah. That's what it means, that he first built the Torah, created Torah, and then created the world. The Maral writes in a couple of places, the idea is that the purpose of the world is to be a place where Torah can be studied and practiced and learned. That's what it means, that Torah precedes the world. And that's, we're going to see in this Mishnah, that everything else that's mentioned in this Mishnah, they're so precious to Hashem, their value, the reason why they're precious, is because of their central role in furthering the goals of Torah. So Shemayim V'aretz Kinyan Echad Minayin. So Hashem, Shemayim V'aretz is very valuable to Hashem. He created it. Estakel B'Yaraisu Bar Alma. He created it out of the Torah. And the Pasuk tells us, that Hashem says, I sit up in Shamayim, but kaviyachol, you know, my feet dangle down into Aretz. In the Bayit Asher Tivnuim is a makom minuchasi. That the world is a place for Torah and for Hashem. And again, Torah is an expression of Hashem. Right? Ramban writes in his Hakdamah to Bereishis, the whole Torah is an expression of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means it's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where is Torah manifest? Where does Torah get its meaning? Dafka in our world. We've made reference many times already to that famous dispute between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim. When the Malachim were trying to get control over Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't have Torah. You have parents that you need to honor. You have business dealings that you need to be honest in. Torah doesn't speak to you. The Torah speaks to our world. So the world is very chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's the place where the Torah gets an opportunity to express itself. V'omer, further it says, Ma rabu masach Hashem, kula mechachma asisa, malo ha'aretz, kinyanecha. How great is the world? So the world is filled of all of Hashem's kinyanim, all of Hashem's stuff. And the Yochin, the Tiferes Yisrael points out that Hashem also created the world as a great, not, it's not just the Torah, the world allows the Torah to be manifest, but Hashem also created the world in a way that allows Hashem to reward tzaddikim, punish rishayim. I mean, think about how intricate, you know, we're all living through this very unique period, this coronavirus period, COVID-19 period. So everyone is noting just how crazy of an illness it is. You know, one person gets it, they're totally fine. One person gets it, and they're deathly ill. You know, you can have some people get it, don't have any symptoms at all. Hashem created the world with so many different factors, so many different variables, that using Teva, he's able to reward. This person's able to punish. This person's able to do this. He's able to do that. He can make this family happy in 1 second. He can make this family sad in 1 second. Yeah, not saying punishment, not punishment. For whatever reasons he has, whatever role people play in the process of moving closer and closer to the Geula, Hashem has so many variables in this very complex world. He can reward tzaddikim. He can make tzaddikim suffer in order that inspires other people. I mean, there's just so many limitless things that he can do. And he gave himself all of those those possibilities in order to ultimately further Torah. Avram is another king in Echad. Minayin, how do we know? Tichsiv vayivarchehu vayomar. Baruch Avram el elyon, konei shamayim v'aretz. So here the word konei shamayim v'aretz is seemingly going about creating the world. But the Mepharshim are trying to explain that maybe the fact that Avram is mentioned here, so it also shows a certain element of kinyan. The pasuk itself, you have to work on a little bit how it's a raya. But what's the concept here? What does it mean that Avram played such a central role, that Avram is so chavid? We know that everything, Avram is the one who put everything up on the charts. He put everything up on the board. He started it all off. It's kickoff. Avram was the first. He was the founder of our family, of our nation. You know, a lot of times, we usually assume that Yaakov is the greatest of the others. You ever hear that? Anyone ever hear that? It was Avram, there was Yitzchak, and then Yaakov was like the pinnacle. But the Netziv says that's not true. And the Netziv says for sure Avram was the greatest. Brings a riot from the Pasuk that counts down. It says, you know, do it for Yaakov, and if not for Yaakov, so then remember Yitzchak, and if not Yitzchak, then Avram, the Aretz is core. Why does he says first do it for Yaakov. If Yaakov is not enough, okay, so let's bring out a bigger gun. Let's bring out Yitzchak. If that's not enough, let's bring out Avram. Avram is the one who starts it all off. And Avram is Avram Oavi. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tshuva that the Madrega of Avodas Hashem of Avram was unparalleled. Avram Oavi. It's true. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu had the highest level of Nehua. But Avram was Avram Oavi. Avram was Avram Oavi. Okay. Next. Yisrael Kinyan Echad. Yisrael, where do we know Minayan? How do we know that Yisrael is also super Chaviv? Now we know all this already because we read the Mishnah in Parag Gimel. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shnei Korbanim L'Makom. Right? But How do we know that Yisrael is kinyan echad? D'chsiv ad yavur amcha Hashem, ad yavur am zu kanisi. Kanisa, excuse me. Am zu kanisa. I acquired. This nation was acquired, was nicknacked. And Yisrael is obviously the fulfillment of Avram Avinu. What Avram Avinu did as an individual, so eventually it developed into Klal Yisrael. The Omer Lekdoshim Hashem Baratema Badire Kochav Tzibon. Also a reference to the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The says Kedoshim Hashem Baratema. So we know we're speaking about human beings. We see that Klal Yisrael considered Kedoshim Atam Tildin Mamachas Konim V'Goy Kadosh. Okay. So you see here the tremendous chavivos of Klal Yisrael. Here you don't see the lashon of kinyan, but again the Tiferes Yisrael. That's perhaps because of some of these pesukim. He suggests that the point here is the chavivos. And last, Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad minayon, dechsev Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, that Hashem kilu formed the Beis Hamikdash out of His hands. A sugya in Ksubis, the beginning of Ksubis. But the idea here that Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, that there was some type of involvement by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We sometimes talk about the third Beis HaMikdash, Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos say it's going to fall from Shammayim. The Rambam holds not like that, because he holds like Shmuel, that Ein Beina Olam HaZel Olam HaVel, Shiu Nachlios Bilvad. So he writes explicitly that Klal Yisrael is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. See, that's a debate about the third Beis HaMikdash. But the Psukim Darshan, Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha, is referring to the earlier Batei Mikdash. So there's some involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And something that is valuable to you is chavir to you, so you go and do it yourself. And here also Yamino, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ilu Kaviyocho, that he with his own right hand is something that he was kone. In the Beit HaMikdash we know, V'yasu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, that the Mikdash is the vessel for bringing the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into the world. And therefore, it also furthers, the connection between Beis HaMikdash and Torah is, you don't realize it, you say it every day many times. You say it at the end of Shmona Esrei, She'yibona Beis HaMikdash from Herav Yameinu, Seir Chalkeinu V'Sor HaSecha. Why are those two things put next to each other? So you see that there's a strong relationship between the two. Talmud Torah is the manifestation of the human mind, and the Beis HaMikdash is the headquarters for Chavaya Elokit. It's the headquarters for religious expression, for passion, for experience. Talmud Torah is the intellectual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis HaMikdash is the experiential relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, all of this is all part of the ultimate goal of the expression of Talmud of Torah in the world. Okay. So